Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joe calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us? Okay? I'll be brief, okay? Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Moving forward, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling on your cell phone, so we want to make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I always vote.
Okay. Now, what is your age?
54.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Seven.
Seven. Moving forward. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Not at all closely.
Not closely at all? Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm a Democrat.
I'm sorry?
I'm a Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? And which
very
country?
Dissatisfied.
Very, okay. And when you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? The COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, Republicans in Congress, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, or the Biden administration and their policies or other?
Next to the last one you said.
Big business and corporate price gouging and greed?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to read a list of different issues that concern some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Reducing crime.
Say again? Reducing crime?
Reducing crime, yes. Okay. 0 is not at all important. 5 is somewhat important. And 10 extremely important. You can use any number between.
Extremely important.
Okay.
Extremely important.
Okay. What about fighting back against racism and discrimination?
Very important.
From 0 to 10. 10 means extremely important.
10.
Okay. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
Ensuring our borders are secure.
10.
Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
10.
Moving forward, I want to thank you for taking the time. Switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Somewhat. Not
okay.
Really.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. The U.S. Supreme Court.
Um, not hold up, that was number.
Okay. From 0 to 100. 0 means you're unfavorable. 50 means you're not favorable or unfavorable, and 100 means
you're... I think
you're
50%.
50%, okay. What about Kamala Harris?
50%.
What about Black Lives Matter?
Okay, 50%.
50%. What about Joe Biden?
50%.
What about Cornel West?
I don't know who he is.
Okay. What about the Democrat Party?
They all need all new members.
I'm sorry?
They need all new members. 50%.
50%. What about Donald Trump?
0%.
Okay. And Mitch McConnell?
0%.
Moving forward. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West? If undecided, please say so.
I'd probably go with Cornel West to see what the people go.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I don't even know. I like Donald Trump. I don't like a lot of his ways.
So you don't know?
So about 50%. Yes, I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, what about, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump? I'm sorry?
Biden,
okay. And thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay, and switching gears a bit, I'd like you to read you two statements about an important issue facing our community. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. Statement A, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our community safer. Or statement B, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after-school programs, and mental health in order to get at root causes of crime to make our community safer. Which one do you... Okay. Now, would that be somewhat more or much more, statement B?
Much more.
Okay, moving forward. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? A lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. And I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gone and accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Making the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years. Helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans. Expanding broadband to low-income communities. Creating more jobs and making America more competitive. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important. I need that help right now, but...
Okay. Okay. What about cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history? Okay, moving forward. We're almost finished.
I didn't hear you.
Okay.
I didn't hear you.
Okay, I'm going to repeat the question. Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Is that very important to you, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Moving forward, sir. And now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like you to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I plead
Hello?
The fifth.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I plead the fifth. I plead the
you,
fifth.
You still approve?
I feel I don't know.
You know, okay. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families, and seeing it by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. Is that not at all convincing? 5, somewhat convincing, or 10, very convincing?
That's somewhat convincing. I'm really convinced when I started seeing it happening.
Okay, what about, you might not know this, but Congressman Akeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He would not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he'd be our check on MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. Is it 0, not at all convincing, 5, somewhat convincing, or 10, very convincing?
5, somewhat convincing.
Okay, now, one more finish here. Sometimes over the course of a service, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
5.
And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
The young man, the last young man you spoke of. The last young man you spoke of that's running for president. I was interested in what you said about him. The crazy part about this, I don't see, where would I find this at on, like, local TV? So you barely see anything about the president and what's going on.
Okay. So, out of the arguments you've heard, miss, what stood out to you most out of the arguments you just heard?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay.
He called me at a time. I got. I thought it was gonna be short and brief. It's getting kind of long.
Yeah, ma'am. I'm at 85% finish here. Now I'm gonna read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Someone canvassing neighborhood? Yes or no?
Say that again. Yes.
Someone can. Yes. Okay. Text messages?
Yes. No,
mailers?
No, phone calls.
No. Mailers?
Yes.
Phone calls?
Yes.
Door knocks?
No.
Radio ads?
Say that again?
Radio ads.
Yes.
Social media, internet ads?
I don't know. I don't see them.
Okay. What about TV ads?
I'm not a TV person, so no.
No, okay. Moving forward. Switching gears, the last few questions, miss, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
12? What about, are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative, okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none at all of your neighbors are white?
It's a few.
Okay, so would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any?
Okay, I would say, day by day we're moving in. So I'd say about a quarter.
More than half? About half? No, or more than half?
Less than half.
Less than half. Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or is it rural?
Say that one more time.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I don't even know.
You don't know. Okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
Yes.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey, Miss. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Appreciate you taking your time, okay? Bye-bye.